These days, my son, before he goes to bed, will say, "Dad, can you put on that YouTube video of Neymar, please?" Back then, my hero was Maradona. I love Stefan's videos of him doing key PRPs and playing in the World Youth Championships of Argentina. The way he took people on and ran past them was just fantastic. When we played, we all wanted to be Maradona, and we'll do the radio commentary of the goal he scored against England. You'll be dribbling and shouting out, "He turns like an eel, the little squat man." We knew it by heart. "He comes inside a butcher, leaves him for dead. Outside Fenwick, leaves him for dead." Then I'll score by hitting a tree. "And that's why Rio is the greatest player in the world." And Maradona was the first person I thought I'd love to be like that guy. But physically, I could hardly have been more different. As I got older, I started liking other players like Frank Rijkaard, John Barnes, Paul Ince and Gazza. If someone was just a runner or kicks people, they weren't for me. I liked the flair players. We all did. John Barnes was the best loved English player, but mostly we admired the foreign stars and worked on our technique. Whoever produced the best bit of skill was considered the main man on this day. It was only much later, when I trained at various clubs, that I realised skill wasn't exactly the quality most appreciated in the English game. I was so lucky, especially at West Ham, that I had coaches who never tried to brainwash me into a different way of playing. They embraced my style and wanted you to keep your own identity. A lot of the West Ham players who came through around that time have a touch of flair. Glenn Johnson's not your typical right back. Michael Carrick's got great feet, great class, vision, range of passing. Joe Cole, especially when he was a kid, was an incredible skill man. And Frank Lampard was always his own man. We were never forced to play a certain way. Nobody ever shouted, "Get rid of us."